It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, before you know it, Twins baseball will be on the airwaves 24/7 on the station because we are your radio home for Minnesota Twins baseball. Actually, leading into us tomorrow night, you're going to hear the game. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coa Banker Hotline is Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He covers Major League Baseball and the Minnesota Twins, his first time here on the Lake Show. Hey, Bobby, appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I guess if I ask you the simple question of how would you best describe this year's version of spring training for the Minnesota Twins from what you've watched, how would you best describe it?
I would say proceeding as normal would probably be the way the Twins hoped. I mean, guys are healthy pretty much for the most part. Almost everyone's healthy. And, the star guys, Buxton, Correa, Lewis, that they're feeling as good as they ever have. And pitchers have been healthy. So, I mean, proceeding is normal in terms of just the way they entered camp. They're pretty close to leaving camp the way they want.
Well, you know, because when we go back to last year, they did have some injuries with regards to bullpen arms and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different this year around, but knock on wood, hopefully they will be able to emerge from this spring training in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, if they do, I mean, it's a team that at least they won 82 games with how bad things went in the last 6 weeks last year. They had a bad start in April too. So, I mean, it's one of those. They feel like they could do a lot of damage if they just stay healthy. And if Royce Lewis got hurt on opening day last year, he had a good spring last year and then, was out for a few months. So one of those, knock on wood when the season starts, but everything at least for City is normal and the way they want.
You know, every team is going to deal with injuries, right? Every team is going to deal with certain players. You just got to keep them healthy or else you're going to just absolutely have no shot, whether it's, Mike Trout or just most recently Gerrit Cole with the Yankees. And I think that when you look at the Twins, the one thing about the Twins is that we have some name players that have got that on their resume in terms of the injury question. Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, clearly, Royce Lewis, who you just mentioned. You know, so that dynamic is a little bit different for the Twins because we have multiple guys that have kind of dealt with some stuff. Who would you say, when you look at all of that, what's been kind of the perspective from each one of those three individual players, like a Royce Lewis, Carlos Correa, and a Byron Buxton, with regards to how they feel currently in spring training? Are all of them all smiles? Are all of them feeling like they're in tip-top condition? Or maybe one or two of them saying, you know what, I feel like I'm all the way back, but not there yet? How would you kind of look at those guys?
Yeah, I mean, all of them are extremely optimistic. You know, Byron Buxton, start with him. It was his first healthy offseason in like 5-6 years. And he said not only physically but mentally that did a ton for him, just not having to do rehab all offseason and not having to worry how his knee would hold up. And he talked about, you know, previous spring trainings, he'd always have to check boxes like, okay, how can he run and how will his knee check out after that? And this is the first spring where he's able to kind of just be normal and do what he wants to do. And he's been stealing bases, stole third base in one spring training game. It was the first time he's ever done that in his career. So clearly feeling great if he's running that much. Royce Lewis focused on becoming more athletic in the offseason. He always talked about, you know, he's not worried about his acceleration, but deceleration. He felt like that's where the injuries happened. So he feels like he's in a better place there. And he thinks that'll be a big thing for him at third base because he just said, the injuries, he really hasn't played the field that much over the past three, 4 or 5 years. So he feels like defensively he's going to show a lot of improvement. And offensively, he slumped at the end of last year, but he feels like that was more of a body shutting down on him type thing than his natural ability. And then Carlos Correa looks like himself. I mean, he's crushing the ball. Exit velocities are above 110 miles an hour. So looks like himself after plantar fasciitis the last 2 years. He feels like that's solved in terms of just different footwear and kind of figuring out things with his feet.
Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And I want to touch on Buxton again for just a second because, you know, a couple of years ago, man, Michael Taylor was amazing for the Minnesota Twins in that year that he was here, didn't return the next year. But we know that we have to tend to keep Byron Buxton fresh. We know that he's dealt with injuries, but also keeping him fresh is a big deal. What do you make of Harrison Bader, who has shown, you know, some really good defensively, has been just really good in Major League Baseball? What do you think about that acquisition, and how has he looked?
Yeah, he gives the Twins some nice depth. I mean, if Buxton does miss some time, and, you know, he's only played over 100 games once in the last 5 years, so, you know, the Twins still have to kind of hedge their bet there. So at least gives them a true center fielder, a guy kind of like Michael A. Taylor, who's won a Gold Glove and can play that level of defense. You know, the difference when Michael A. Taylor was in town was Buxton didn't play center field at all that year, so they never got to play the outfield together. If you get to put Harrison Bader in one of the corners and Byron Buxton, I mean, now you're talking about one of the better outfield defenses in the league, and they have a bunch of fly ball pitchers. So they view that as a huge positive in terms of he's a guy that will probably mostly start against left-handed pitching and then come in late in games and kind of be that defensive specialist. But they feel like if him and Buxton are roaming the outfield together, that's a lot of ground those two can cover.
If I had to put you on the spot, Bobby, and say, give me the name of the young guy that you think potentially could step up and really kind of, I don't want to say go next level in terms of like being a star or whatever, but take that natural progression of having a bounce back year or taking the next step to being a good player, who would you bank on? Because I feel like we've got several candidates, whether it's a Matt Wallner or a Jose Murray, whoever, who would you bank on?
I think Brooks Lee. I mean, I feel like he kind of got a little bit lost in the shuffle. I mean, he did hit poorly in September last year, but this is a guy who was a first-round pick, a top 50 prospect, was kind of tearing the ball up in the minor leagues, and then had a back injury in spring training last year, and just kind of never had the season that he really wanted. But I think like talent-wise, it's all there. I mean, he's a switch hitter, plays excellent defense. He's played mostly shortstop in spring. Obviously he's competing for the second base job, but kind of speaks to his ability that he could play. He could be the backup shortstop, and your starting second baseman. And I just think bat wise, he has so much more potential than what he showed last year. If it ever connects for him, especially being a switch hitter, I think that does a huge things for the offense.
It sounds like a lot of people in the media are bullish on the bullpen. Are you having the same feeling about the bullpen that a lot of people are having?
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yeah, I think it has potential. I thought they were probably better than their numbers were last year. Felt like they, any time a pitcher left a runner on base, it felt like they scored. And that usually that luck kind of turns around, but it just never did for him last year. But like Duran, he threw 101 last night. Kind of the velocity is bouncing back in terms of it really wasn't at his peak last year, but it's starting to show signs of coming back. Griffin Jacks looks as dominant as ever. Cole Sands had a great year last year. If Brock Stewart stays healthy, and he's throwing 97 yesterday, that's a big step for the bullpen. I think they have a lot of high-octane weapons. It's just a matter of can those guys stay healthy and productive. And bullpens, they're volatile. They change year to year. But, they at least have guys that pitching the seventh and eighth innings that you'd feel good about in a close game.
I feel good about the progress that Bailey Ober made last year. Clearly, we all love Pablo Lopez. I've been a fan of Joe Ryan. I think he's going to take the next step. I think that a major question is Chris Paddock. Where are you at with Chris Paddock? How would you maybe define or kind of describe his spring training experience?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is you're getting a motivated Chris Paddock. He's in a contract year, free agent after the season, so you're getting to get the best version of him. He knows what's on the line. He knows how much money free agent pitchers are getting paid these days. So it's up to him to, kind of prove that he's worthy of a big contract after injuries the last couple of years. So he came into camp feeling great. He basically threw the entire offseason, first time he's ever done that in his life. And he said it's made a huge difference. So his velocity is already up, throwing 95, 96. He took a comebacker to the head in his last start. So he had a scare there, but I think he's pitching tomorrow. I think you're right. I mean, the top three guys in the Twins rotation, they're all proven. When Joe Ryan's healthy, Bailey Ober and Pablo Lopez, I mean, that's a great top three. If they can get a four to step up, and, Paddock did it in his rookie season. It's been a few years since then, but I just think the motivation of a contract year, I think that's probably a reason to bet on him. I mean, at least it's one of those where the Twins know they're going to get the best version of him.
Final question. Any pressure for one Rocco Baldelli? I like Rocco a lot. I know that maybe he hasn't achieved the level of success the last few years, maybe I'll say 3 years that he maybe initially thought that he would get to, because those first couple of seasons in winning the division, I think that he was thinking, okay, yeah, we're just a step away. Then they kind of regressed a little bit. And quite frankly, last year, them kind of collapsing in the second half of the season, that was not necessarily a normal second half of the season. But, getting those playoff victories the year before and the vibes around here being like they were, I think that Rocco and the Twins are poised to have a bounce back year. What do you make of any pressure on Rocco to kind of, take it a step further?
Yeah, I don't know if he's feeling pressure, but he's definitely changed things. I mean, the way they are in camp, I mean, they're hitting on the field. You know, it's night and day compared to how much they were last year. Everything was kind of more in the cage. Now everything's on the field in terms of team batting practice and guy shagging and running the bases and everything. So a lot more, and I wrote about it today in the newspaper. I mean, it's one of those, Matt Wallner leads the Grapefruit League in at-bats. They have six other guys that are, like, right behind him. So, I mean, guys are playing a ton more than they ever have in the spring training. So you can tell he's kind of switching things up and kind of being more – I think in the past it was more you do you, you know, you get ready for games the way you guys want. Now it's kind of, okay, we're going to do it my way and kind of follow that ship. And I do think last year, I mean, the way it ended, obviously – is on the everyone's minds, but I do think that's a thing for players. I mean, it's something that, you know, motivates them in the off season. You know, it's kind of embarrassing the way it ended, and it at least gives them something to strive for in terms of, okay, we have to put that in the past, and that's going to be something that hangs over them until the end of the season.
Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for giving me some time tonight, my man. Enjoy Florida still.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Bobby Nightingale Jr. from the Minnesota Star Tribune, covers the Minnesota Twins of Major League Baseball, and he just joined us here on the Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.